this is the thing. These ex-MAFS misogynists, there's a general breed of them.
Totally.
They become obsessed with me. And there's a few reasons why. First of all, they want to fuck me.
Oh, really?
Let's be real. That's my theory.
You think so?
Lem, don't be so shocked. Lem.
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Well. I woke up this morning and I was in my boyfriend's arms.
Oh my.
And he said, Sorry. Announcement. Whatever, boy.
It's not boring.
Anyway, it's fine.
Don't rush over it. Okay.
We also have been together since that last podcast. I was lying to you all. Anyway, me going, announcement. This happened weeks ago. So woke up and he said, what are you going to talk about in the podcast today? I said, I don't know, maybe something about like objectification of women or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out in Uber on the way there, which is how I always do things, by the way, listeners. Like, I'm not planning these for days. I'm just in the Uber. I'm going, let me have just a sit and a think, and then I'll figure it out. Or Lem does amazing work for me. Either Lem does all the work or I figure out the Uber on the way there. So I wake up, I check my phone, I see my DMs, and I'm given a gift. And that gift is the gift of content. Reactionary content from an ex-married at first sight misogynistic villain. Now, I'm not going to say their name because they want attention. I think I would just really like to, what can we call him? I don't want to give him any attention.
Well, fuckwit comes to mind.
Fuckwit is good. Maybe we'll just call them, because I really don't want to say their name because I know what they want is attention.
Totally.
Let's just call them LF, loser freak.
Okay.
Trademark.
Or maybe just the loser.
You've called other people that. I feel like LF is more special, but why are we spending that much time on
LF,
this?
LF. Okay, so LF, this is the thing. These ex-MAFS misogynists, there's a general breed of them.
Totally.
They become obsessed with me. And there's a few reasons why. First of all, they want to fuck me.
Oh, really?
Let's be real. That's my theory.
You
think so? Lem, don't be so shocked. Lem. No, I reckon somewhere deep down inside them, because they're such losers, like they've got such sad little brains and such sad little lives, and they thought that going on MAFS was going to make them catapult into fame like I have from Bachelor.
Wait, so LF is not the first person then?
No.
There has been other LFs.
Dean Wells was obsessed with me as well.
Interesting.
And he was like 35 and beefing me when I was 23 online.
Ew.
And I would always win, obviously, because I'm much smarter than him, even at 23. Genius joke. But so I reckon they want to fuck me, not because, well, obviously because I'm hot, et cetera, but because they see me as a symbol of what they wish had happened to them. It's like how weird homophobic straight men want to sleep with gay women because they think that, like, well, I can fucking change her.
It's happened to me, yeah.
Lem's nodding. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing. They go, feminist, nah, this cock will make her fucking hate herself.
Oh, God.
Dark. That's dark. That's fucking dark going. They're like, this cock will make her pick me? Like, fuck me, dude.
And Elif was on the 2023 MAF season, so like the bad contestant that a lot of people didn't like, and they would probably think it's because they got a villain edit, but no, it's not the case because you can't just make up that behaviour.
And this is the thing. I didn't watch MAFS last year or this year because I'm really successful, so I haven't had much time to watch it. I had a national radio show that night, at that time every night. So when that was happening, I wasn't really invested. So I think these people also, because MAFS is a huge show, and I'm not saying that because MAFS is shit. Like, I froth MAFS.
Yeah, okay.
But the reason why I didn't watch it wasn't because I was like, I'm above it, was because I was too busy having an actual career. So that's a thing, isn't it? I don't really know what was going on there. I'm sure I saw some things on the net, on the web, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't really know what happened there. All I know is he wasn't a good person on the show. And you're right, Oscar, they do say my villain edit. But the thing is, it's not a villain edit if you're uploading a live, an hour-long live just being a villainous person. So I think the reason why they hate me is, first and foremost, they want to fuck me deep down. Second of all, they're incredibly jealous of me, and that's why they want to fuck me, because they're very jealous of me because obviously I'm smarter than them. Obviously I have a better career than them. Obviously I am funnier than them and I'm hotter than them. And it's sad. It's really sad. And men can't handle seeing a woman. They turn any admiration into jealousy, and it's sad for them with their little semi-hard cocks with anger. The third reason they don't like me is because they are misogynists. They say misogynistic things, and they think that's going to get them notoriety. And they think what I do is misandry, which makes me piss. But they think what I do is misandry, and they think that they do
that's
the quote.
Misandry, that is so first grader of me, right?
Misandry, no.
I don't know what that is. That's a new
misandry
word.
Misandry is what these little men, it's when you are sexist towards men.
Oh, Okay, that's a term. All right.
So sad for them.
Yeah.
They would really hate it. And what's a voice going, not loving this, to be honest. They don't love it. So, yeah, misandry is, they think that what I do is misandry or sexism towards men. Okay. And they think if they do what they think that I do on the opposite end of the spectrum, that it will get them somewhere. And they think, they feel hard done by, because they are so small-minded in a literal and a figurative sense, that they think that they are hard done by and they are the victims because I'm just doing what she does. But like they don't understand my content. They aren't smart enough, which goes back to point two of the jealousy. So it's really funny. And it's also funny because, listen, if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you are, I'm not affected by what you say. I send it in group chats and we piss ourselves laughing because it's so embarrassing what you're doing on the internet. And also, this is just easy content for me. So let's hit it. So here's the thing. The thing is, like, I'm not responding to this because I'm affected or hurt by what he said. I'm just doing it because, like I said, I woke up and I said, what am I going to talk about today?
Cockroaches.
So he's got, he did a live, but he also has been kind of obsessing over me for a few weeks. So what happened was, there was a maths dinner party and Mum and I watched the end of it and I hadn't watched maths. And I saw the dinner party where...
Like recently?
Recently, this season.
I also saw it, which is so fucking weird that I watched it as well.
This season, over a month ago now, a while ago, there was a dinner party where one of the guys told another one of the quote-unquote husbands to put a muzzle on his woman.
Oh, I saw that. That was so fucking disgusting.
It was fucking revolting. I mean, it was disgusting. And that creature with those teeth. Yeah, I mean, sorry, I was going to hold back, but I'm going to be mean. That creature. you know what? Part of me hopes they aren't veneers.
They are so weird.
Are they veneers? Are they veneers?
I mean, I think... This cannot be natural in any sense.
And that's what I always say, this cannot be natural. That's what I say when I see it. I come from a family of dentists, so I can say this. We go around judging people's teeth, and the only teeth that we don't like are veneers. Even though my uncle is a prosthodontist, which is ironic. Bit of dental humour there for everyone.
it's a very niche one. But you know what? Some veneers look okay.
All the dentists listening going, we get it, prosthodontist.
But you know, some veneers are okay. This is like you need serious sun wear just to make sure it doesn't damage your eyes. They're that bright.
No, some veneers are okay. I actually think a lot of veneers are great. Like if you have veneers, all the power to you. I'm not saying that I hate all veneers. What I'm saying is I think natural teeth are also great. Natural teeth are the best. Like I think that most people, even if they have slightly crooked teeth or whatever, it makes their face. And I love natural teeth. I also think some veneers are fucking amazing and I love people get them. But I think the only teeth that we have issues with as a family of dentists, we come together for our family meeting once a year and we say, whose teeth do we hate this year? And it's always veneers. And we go, yuck, 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 yuck. It's horrendous. My uncle actually was speaking about it when I saw him over Easter. So
how do they do veneers? Do they put a layer on top of your teeth? Like, is that how they do it?
I know. I'm not a prosthodontist.
I get the uncle.
Oh, he had a family of dentists.
My family. Doesn't it? I was by osmosis, you know. I was actually, my dream was to be a dentist before I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, decided to do this. Well, fell into this. I was going to go to dental school because I was like, I hate property.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a pretty boring job. No offense to your uncle, but I feel like it can be boring because you're just staring at people's teeth.
Oh, but it'd be so satisfying. It's like squeezing pimples. Getting holes out. Getting holes out. Getting holes out. Oh, that'd be so cool. Oh, fuck yeah. Anyway. When I was little, anecdote. Here's an anecdote for you chooks, a family anecdote about my grandma. When I was little, the reason why I loved the dentist and wanted to be a dentist was because my grandma, Carmel, was a dentist, a female dentist in the 1950s.
Used to be a nun, didn't she?
No, she was raised by nuns.
Raised by nuns, that's
right. Come on, she wasn't a nun.
You're basically completing the prophecy now of like just, you know, women leading. Okay, never mind.
I am. Intergenerational women being smart and vanguards, genuinely. It's really cunt. Grandma's going, shut up from heaven. She's going, shush.
It was harder for me, Abby. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I was an orphan in the 1950s. I'm going... But also, I went on a reality TV show, Carmel.
I got the villain edit.
I got the villain edit, Grandma. I go through this every day. I have to make content on TikTok. It's exhausting.
And I didn't even have veneers. Yeah.
And I'm veneerless. Okay, Carmel?
I'm trying to search things.
I'm in
the
silliest mood. I've had the best weekend with my boyfriend. And
I know,
I'm just like,
it's awesome.
I'm just being silly. I've also, his sense of humor is absorbed onto me. And if you can tell, I feel like I'm talking like him.
You do.
That's not how he sounds.
How he sounds is this. He'll go, and that's what I'm always saying, baby. And that's what I'm always doing. Yeah, you know me, baby. Like, but it's kind of a bit. It's a bit.
Is it like he's putting that on or that's how he speaks?
No, he's putting it on, but it's who he is inside. He's letting it free more. He's beautiful. Do I find him attractive?
Well, I was going to say funny.
I think he makes me laugh so hard that I pull my back almost every day. Mm. He makes me laugh so hard. Like last night I almost spat out lemonade just from a look that he gave me when I said something. He's fucked. Anyway. He's fucked. Whoa. Look, and chooks, as much as I wish that I could do an episode about him again, I can't because we're talking about sexists this time. Anyway, my Carmel anecdote, my grandma, when we were little for fun, she used to get out her old dental kit, like from the 1950s. It was like in a little box. We would play dentist in the kitchen and lean back on a chair and she would just pretend that we had holes in our mouths and go, oh, you've been having too much chalky. And we're going, yeah.
That's cute.
Anyway, so I love the dentist. Takes me back to grandma.
This is the fifth tangent, by the way, from the veneer chat.
Oh, no. Anyway, ugly teeth. So the current creature did something and then I posted about it and I said, the men who didn't defend the women at that table, you're pathetic and you're loser freaks.
Totally.
And then he reposted it thinking he did something and he was like, oh, classic feminist, always running to men to protect them. Anyway, go onto my Instagram reels and watch what I said about that because obviously I had a lot to say and I can't be fucked right now. And if you can't tell, my voice is going, okay? Having too much fun in my real life. Mm-hmm. My voice is going, I'm laughing too hard. I'm singing too many covers. Music is so beautiful, isn't it? Sorry, I've got to get angry again. This is what sucks as well. It's like what Hannah said last week. I'm too happy to make angry content. And all I want to sit here and talk about is my amazing weekend with the Chook.
Yeah.
Mm. With my gorgeous Chook, who's perfect.
You're in love, aren't you?
I'm so in love with him. Anyway, he's just... Whoa, anyway, back to anger. Let me look at face and get back into this.
LF. Hold on.
So I post this thing and then there's this little weirdo freak began his obsession with me. Now, it could have been pre-existing, and I'm sure it was, but I have never really heard of him in his full name. Mm. I had to do a quick Goog and I found that he was, in fact, a loser freak. So LF became obsessed. He then has been tagging me sporadically in stories every so often. And I see them, but I see them and I ignore them, not because they affect me, but because, again, I have things to do. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of renovations. I've got a boyfriend now. It takes a lot of time. But great friends and I'm happy. So I can't be fucked to reply. And also I was just filming a TV show. He's now gone on a live yesterday. So I wake up and I go, Junk. And I have all these DMs from my beautiful followers pissing themselves at part of this live. Now, this live, it goes for an hour. It's him talking about his theories. And the title of this live is called The Unmarriables. Oh. I know. That's the only reaction that makes sense. The Unmarriables. Now, while I would love to go through this live and press pause every 4.5 seconds and go on tangents, I fear that maybe we'll run over and I have therapy this afternoon. So we've got to get through this on a top line way. Although Len would love that. For what? Her KPIs.
You fuckers. Okay.
She would love that shit. But I'm talking so much like him.
He would love that shit. Yes, that's what happens when you're with somebody, especially when you go long term. You start dressing like each other, you morph into each other, then you become the same person with two necks hanging.
I love that.
Oh.
I want his neck hanging off me.
Oh.
She's in that phase.
I love it. I want to absorb into him. So I get tagged in this live and it's called The Unmarriables, which is an interesting concept. And in this live, he says so many, every single word he says is crookeroony.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking hard to watch. I made my assistant watch it this morning, Jules. I got up and I went, she's like, oh yeah, bit tired today. I go, well, strap in. I go, I'm going to go take the dogs to the park. And what you're going to do is watch this live. She goes, yay. Okay, I got you an Easter egg, but watch this live. I softened the blow.
Okay.
And the Easter egg was from my mum to me, but I hand-me-downed an Easter egg to her to soften the blow to have to watch this live. I don't know how the fuck she got through it because it was the most painful thing. I watched 5 minutes of it and it physically hurt me. Maybe we should start with the overlying concept. So he's got this concept, there are unmarriables. And what makes you an unmarriable, you may ask? What would you think?
So in old Arab traditions, it's having bad teeth.
Well,
is it real?
So, the creature from The Season's Out. Sorry, I hate to be petty, but he's really awful as a person, so I think that I'm allowed to do it.
Because bad teeth traditionally are associated with bad health. So they used to actually test how brides, like I'm saying centuries ago, they used to test how brides are, whether they're fit to get married, by getting them to like try to crack a nut with their teeth. And if they can crack it, then they're good material. Good material for the husband.
God, I feel like they would then have bad teeth and that they wouldn't be able to progress the next stage. Yeah.
Resilient teeth is what they're after.
So teeth is what I'm thinking about. And I've also done a research on veneers and they are a material that covers the front of your teeth. So maybe that could solve the problem. But anyway.
Yeah. You should go back in time travel and help those women out to get married.
What about you? What do you think about unmarriables? Like what is you... think, Oscar, as a gay man.
As a gay
what
man.
Do you think is a no-go for you and unmarried? Well, who would you see and you go, that's an unmarriable?
Oh, probably someone who is so conservative and not open-minded. That to me is so gross.
Mm.
Oh, that's interesting. Because there are actually four pillars that makes you an unmarriable.
Oh.
Okay, guys, there are four pillars, so please.
The Gottman, you mean? You're talking about the Gottman?
Listen up. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm going to tell you what our King LF has to say.
Oh, okay.
So these four pillars that he has in regards to unmarriables are actually about what makes you marriable. And those four pillars are youth.
Oh.
That's scary.
Seriously?
That is scary. I don't like that at all.
Giving pedophilia vibes.
Pedophilia vibes. Two. Good warning. Beauty.
Oh, come on.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, guys.
That's the thing. Three, character. Now, I have been told my pussy has character once or twice, so I'm in for that. Literally twice. Two different people have said it.
What is it? Like, how does a pussy give character? Like, is it just...
Yeah, I've just got like a juicy pushy.
Pushy.
I've just got a juicy pussy, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like sometimes it's so tight that it pushes penises out when I come.
Maybe it has its own mind. That's what it is.
It does.
Yeah, okay.
It does. Oscar, do you like that?
It's
my pussy so is
good.
So tight, but it's only because I haven't been, no, I'm being serious. And it's actually an issue. I'm getting UTIs again because I'm not doing my physio. I'm not doing them. I need to do them again because I've been away.
Yeah.
Where I'm coming and I'm pushing the penis out as I come because it becomes so tight, it shoots the cock out.
Wow.
It's just like, I'm done.
No, but it's hard because then I can't come because I'm coming from the feeling of the cock
awful.
Inside me.
Oh.
And then I push his cock out.
Wow.
And he goes, it's so hot. I go, leave it in. You're a strong man. Keep it going.
I love this episode.
Anyway, sorry. Four. So character, my pussy, and values. Now, what are those values you may ask?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, here we go. We're going to learn all about them. LF starts at the live and he goes, if there's a live that's going to get me cancelled, it's this one, which self-aware king, we love that. And he lets us know that he's coined the term unmarriables himself, which is not something that I would be claiming. It's not something that I would be thinking, oh, this is so good, I better trademark it. I'm also fairly certain someone in the world has said the word unmarriable.
Yes, previously. It's in the Collins Dictionary, actually.
Yeah, so he got it in pretty quickly from last night to this morning. He submitted his request and it's in. So thank you so much, LF, for that. You fucking loser. Yeah. I also want to say this episode is going to be educational, but it also will just be a whole lot of me going, you're a fucking loser, because it doesn't actually affect anything. And I also want to say it's kind of like Andrew Tate shit, which is like the hard part is, on a more serious note, is to talk about it without platforming these ideas or this person. So the LF thing also is functional. It is also that he is a big loser freak, but it's mainly that I really don't want people to go and watch this live, because trust me, we're going to give you a good summary. So just ignore him as a human being, because I watch these videos and I genuinely think that I think it's a bit. I think he's doing a bit. I don't think that, because he's not eloquent and he's not passionate.
Yeah. Okay.
So it seems like he's doing it because he thinks he'll get attention from it, because he's so desperate for money or for attention or to be the next Andrew Tate or something. It just feels like it just doesn't feel genuine. So when he's saying these things, I just want to say, I think and hope it's a bit, but it's not a very, very good one.
Well, right. He says himself that he thinks he's going to get cancelled. So he knows what he's saying is controversial.
But he also knows that he won't get cancelled, because people on the right use the term cancel culture as a phrase when no one has actually ever been cancelled. I think we've discussed this on the podcast before. No one's ever actually been cancelled. Name one person that is cancelled, like even Chris Brown, who has been known to be violent against women. It is proven. It isn't even allegedly. He beat one of the most famous women in the world and he is still touring and his songs are still played on radio. Who has been cancelled ever? Ellen DeGeneres is the only person that's been cancelled, and she just stepped away. She went, I'm not doing this anymore, Chooks, and stepped away. And her allegations were she wasn't nice on set compared to these men who have sex trafficking rings, not the Chris Brown deal, but these men that have sex trafficking rings, R. Kelly, P. Diddy now, there's accusations about that.
Oh, wow.
And they're not getting cancelled. Yeah, P. Diddy's house got raided. They're not getting cancelled, quote unquote cancelled. So when he says cancel culture, that actually in itself, I think, is a bit to get reactions. This is what the right do. They enable their audience and they encourage their audience to get angry, because they know that people on the right and these incel men are sad, lonely, angry loser freaks. And what they want is to have their anger justified. So what they do is use things like, I'm going to get canceled for this. And they go, no, you shouldn't get canceled for saying how you feel, man, like men are so oppressed. It actually is just enraging and encouraging and putting fucking petrol on the fire that is inceldom. You know what I mean? So even saying that isn't actually self-aware. What it is trying to encourage reactionary
And it's behavior. Like some of the comments are, you say it like it is, you know, like they're happy that he says it like it is. It's kind of like he's not putting any filters or any PC wording in there, and he's not woke because people are so tired of wokeness.
It's like, interesting though, because he says it like it is, but then can't handle when a woman speaks about misogyny. Not even directed at him.
Yes.
He thinks, true. I should be able to say whatever the fuck I want, but women are fucking bitches for saying what they think.
You're toxic feminist.
Toxic feminist. I'm an unmarriable, turns out, guys, just so you know. Better call my boyfriend. I actually sent it to him and I sent him a screenshot and I said, hey, babe. And I go, just so you know, I'm entering the danger zone. You're nothing but a seat on a cock carousel. Here's the thing about him, though. He starts it off by saying, his whole thing is, I can't stand trolls that are in the comments. And I can't stand people that come into lives and comment shit and don't say it to my face. And when I posted this morning saying, I'm going to destroy this loser freak, he reshared it saying, say it to my face. He said, Abby, and he spelled my name incorrectly. You fucking, like, and he tagged me with my correct spelling of my name, but spelled my name incorrectly, which
indicates impulsivity.
And it also indicates like a lack of respect. Put respect on the IE in my name.
Yeah.
Come on. Abby Cornish. You know what I mean? If you want to quote unquote destroy me, laughing emoji, why don't you do it to my face instead of behind my back? Display some integrity for once and let's talk. And then I think he says my DMs are open or something, but I can't see it because it's add to my story. Like the thing is covering it. I don't really want to talk to you. Like, again, isn't that I'm scared of you, Chook? It's that I don't think that you are someone that's worth speaking to. It's kind of like when we got Mr. Licario on. It's like, oh, like your ideas are actually so rooted in a lack of logic and misogyny, and it's kind of embarrassing for you. where this isn't a fruitful debate. It isn't like a juicy debate. It's actually just that you're a bit, you think you are so much smarter than you are. And where I am in terms of understanding, even just having like knowledge about like the world, and by doing this podcast for so long, having spoken to so many people that I admire, I actually don't think that it would be anything productive for anyone. And I also don't want to give you anything, my platform, because what he really wants is attention. That proves it again. What you actually want is my platform. We can have a discussion via DMs and I can screenshot the text and cut out your name, but you wouldn't want that. You want to come on my podcast because you know that I'm successful. Lisa. Okay, so I'm not going to have you on, Chook, unfortunately, and it isn't because I'm scared of you. It's because I think you're a fucking loser. So that's what it is. That's what it is, Chook. All right, let's go. He's talking shit about me on a live, and before he did the live, he uploaded a post and he was like, who should I talk about the live? Ha ha ha. And he posted, someone said, obviously Abby Chatfield. And he goes, you keen, Abby Chatfield? We can discuss your offensive opinions on men and why you're an unmarriable danger zone female, which is going to be the name of my first single.
As if it's such an insult, by the way, to say unmarriable when like the whole notion of trying to make someone marriable is a patriarchal notion.
Well, this
like,
is the whole thing, babe. We've got to get into this. We've got to get there because we've got this screen recording. This is the thing. It's like, it's such, this is the thing. His things are so basic that every word could be dissected. This is one thing.
Yeah.
Every single thing he says is so wrong.
That's your thesis.
That you get caught up. We get caught up in it because it's like, hang on. Also, the way you're speaking, it's funny that he says, though, that he's talked to my face behind my back. He posted saying, for the first time, this must be a while ago, but a follower sent me this. For the first time, the gender pay gaps are the biggest Aussie companies ever made public. Then Dean Wells comments and he goes, Abby Chatfield earns more than Harrison Boone, yet they are both former reality TV social media influencers. At Albo MP, please close the gap.
Oh my God, are you fucking serious?
It's so funny. And then he replies, LF replies, and he goes, I'm not prepared to shove things up my ass and publicly hate on men to close the gap. Maybe if Abby Chatfield closed her gap, she'd be married by now.
Oh my
God. Well played now, with a play on words. That's the only credit he
now,
gets.
Now, that's a great pun. But my gap remains open. Okay? So let's go from the top. Dean Wells, you're a fucking loser. This is the thing. It's so obvious the answer to this that it's frustrating to even say. Obviously, I earn more than because A, simply at a base level, I do more jobs. I'm not just a reality TV influencer. I have a podcast. I'm a TV host. I'm a Judge and the Masked Singer. I have properties.
You've worked your ass off.
I work my ass off.
Are.
I've also, the other thing, if we're going on baseline shit, I've also been doing this for 3 years longer than this loser. I also have a bigger platform. I also, women earn more in this industry because women uphold the online economy in that our engagement is better and we sell more products because where the patriarchy is structured is that women are fed products that make them prettier or to lose weight, not that I would ever sponsor that, but to lose weight or to look different or to do their hair differently or to wear makeup or to be better and wear these clothes and do these things. Da, da, da. Women are buying more things because of patriarchy. And because of that, that allows women to thrive in this social media game. Women, female influencers earn more. Sorry, we do.
Yeah.
And that's the one fucking industry that we do. And there's a reason for it. And again, I set my own prices. Could try and get same prices as me. You can try, babe, but you won't because no one would want to collab with you in a way they want to collab with me. You also aren't very good at content. I've seen your shit. It's not very fucking interesting. You aren't very eloquent. You aren't good at this job. You aren't smart. You aren't saying anything's actually productive. And also incels don't have any money to spend money for advertising companies, you fucking loser.
Mic drop.
Have a sip of my iced coffee.
That was good.
That's my other point. My next point. I've gone for 25 minutes, haven't said much yet. My next point. I'm not prepared to shove things up my ass. Well, maybe if you were, you'd be earning what I earned. I also love these men. Again, it's the jealousy thing. He's very they're both very jealous of me. They brought me into a conversation that I wasn't even aware of. A follower sent me this. Like, I don't care what you freaks are doing. Like, keep running around together, refusing to put things in your ass, you know, oh no, closing your assholes off to the world and pleasure.
You're too tight.
Oh, wow. That's Wow, what an amazing thing to say on the internet. I would never put anything up my ass. Cool. Ooh, enjoy having a lackluster sex life and being a little bit scared of a bit of pleasure. Chook.
Also, sorry, allegedly,
that was my boyfriend. That was so bad.
She's morphing.
Oh my God. That was literally him. That was him speaking.
It's almost like you look the same too from that angle.
Fuck off. We do look the same. His mum did say to him, and also Chook, you guys look the same. Shut up.
Dean Wells is quite open to pleasure of all kinds.
Dean Wells is. You know what? Dean Wells wasn't the one that refused to put anything up his ass. So Dean Wells, I'll leave you out of this. This is just about LF.
But just the gap and the chatting about
just
like
the
trying,
gap.
Yeah.
So not prepared to shove things up my ass. Okay. And also I love how they say that, like, oh, she's shove things up her ass. No, what I do actually genuinely, if I'm gonna give myself some flowers, some butt plug shaped flowers, is I thought of a product that had not been created, which is a modular butt plug. I thought of it myself. I then created it with an amazing education forward company, Normal, with Lucy, and with a sex therapist. So with someone who is educated, and Lucy, who is the owner of Normal, who has created an amazing company, and who's a woman who is so successful and so smart, both of them are. And we have made a toy that is for pleasure, for any gender, for anyone to enjoy. We're just making people come, Chook. What's wrong with that? You know, when you really think about it, it's actually pretty impressive for me that I thought of that and that we made it happen altogether. So you're also talking shit about my fucking friends here for making fun of our amazing butt plug. So fuck you. Publicly hate on men. I think it's also funny because my content, the only time that I think that I quote unquote hate on specific men is when they come for me because they are so irked about my content, or if they're running for president to be a president. Like, I don't randomly quote unquote hate on men. I do enjoy talking shit about patriarchy. So you got patriarchy, patriarchal structures, but these men think they're doing the same thing, but all they're doing is coming for specific women because deep down they hate women. They hate women who speak. And what I symbolize for them is women who dare to question their ideals and women who have, from an incel's point of view, quote unquote, taken away their privilege because it spotlights their privilege. And also what's more embarrassing for them is they aren't even using that privilege to earn anywhere near as much as me. It's like shit.
It's like you've started before him in the race and you've actually beat him in the race kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Like
I've started after him. I've done something like that, some Olympic term.
A trifecta.
Exactly. That's what I... Oh, I need to stop talking like him. Exactly. I wore a bandana today because he told me to wear a bandana.
Really? It's cute.
Yeah, I thought I looked cute with it. So I put it off.
Oh, she's giddy. Hey, can you explain just about the privilege? You're talking about like the privilege for a man of being able to do and say what they want without, you know, fear of consequence.
Repercussions. I just think men in general have an ability, to be in media in particular and have zero to no repercussions for saying things and aren't hailed as the poster child of anything. Like, again, Tony, I know I spoke about him last week, but I'm not saying this is a bad thing on Tony's behalf. This is how everyone should be treated. It's how Tony Armstrong is treated. But I think he's a good, like, leveler because he and I are about the same age. We both talk about similar things. We're both left wing. You know what I mean? Like, we're both kind of in that same space. Tony says something and he isn't heralded as the poster child for that thing. He's able to have more than one opinion and able to like spread that out.
Mm.
Whereas women, like people like me specifically, I feel like I'm chased after by these misogynists and people who disagree with me. And they think that that's like anti-vaxxers are like obsessed with me being the pro-vaccine person. And I go, we've been out of lockdown for 2 years. I go, we're all vaxxed. What are you talking? And they still DM me going, you fucking 5G bitch. And I go, yeah, I'd love a 5G tower. You're the reason why I have no reception in my fucking Northern Rivers. Okay, thanks for that. Or it's like they have an obsession with making women one thing. That's one of the ways it's privilege. Also, just men in general do earn more, as we've learned from gender pay gap, if they're on the same level or in the same industry. I think as well, men have started out life being encouraged to say what they want and to encourage to have interests in things that aren't just our looks. They aren't objectified. Their value isn't on how they look or how many men they've slept with, or their value also isn't who they're dating. Like, I think a lot of women, their value in society is based off who their partner is. And if once they become someone's partner, they're just that person's girlfriend. Like, Amal Clooney is like one of the only women who's like traversed that, where people like jokingly are like, oh, George Clooney is Amal Clooney's husband. Like, it's like a bit people do.
Yeah. Because
it's like, you have to be so extraordinary to not be seen within the shadow of a man's success you're dating. There's lots of reasons why, I think. And men are really encouraged to speak their minds, and men are encouraged to try different things. And yeah, they're just allowed to do more in general. Also, like, you're allowed to, like, when I speak about men and patriarchy, I'm coming from a place of fear and frustration and real life experiences. You've never been affected in your real life by misandry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have real life. Like, this is every fucking day. There's something that with me, that in my life, literally since I was like 15, that I can remember. Like, even things like, I know this is getting down a rabbit hole, but even things like, you know, what are the sexual assault stats for women? Like, I think almost every woman has been sexually assaulted in some way, whether that's getting your ass grabbed at a club or much, much, quote unquote, worse things. It's still assault. You know, I'm regularly grabbed and groped. You know, I've been raped. Like, it's like, so it's not easy when you've had those life experiences, those actual real life experiences, to talk back to patriarchy and talk up to patriarchy. But he thinks the hardest way he's been done by was me posting, was a woman speaking about patriarchy, not even in relation to him.
Yeah. See, this is where I see that where the biggest point comes is that he sees symmetry. He sees you both like on the same platform, and the indicator where he says, like, you're earning more than him. And it kind of reminds me a little bit, I mean, it's a separate topic, but of the Sam Kerr situation where she said to the white bastard cop in the UK.
Oh no, and everyone, why would she do that?
And everyone was just like, oh my God, this is so shit. And it's just like, do you not understand that? No, this is not entirely racist. Like, you can say it's disrespectful, but you can't just say, you know what I mean? Like, this whole...
Yeah, that, so true about the symmetry. That's a perfect way to put it, Lem, and I think you should trademark that. See if the word symmetry is in dictionary.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think you just made it up. But that's actually a perfect way to put it. There's no symmetry in power. And the Sam Kerr thing, I saw someone else say that her captain, some loser, another loser freak, said her captaincy should be brought into question because... she called a white cop a white bastard. I also hate the way that the media, we should talk about that. We should get her on, actually.
Yeah.
I hate the way that the media, if she'll come on, we love you, Sam Kerr. I hate the way the media let that fester for a long time of, like, she did a racial slur. Because you think, and this proves that there is asymmetry in the power of queer women of colour.
Yeah.
That people assumed when you say racism, everyone assumes you're talking down to someone.
Mm.
Or at least on the same level. So everyone assumed it was another person of colour.
Yeah.
If there was a racism.
When it first came out,
No one assumes racism is going up, even people on the right. Even the people on the right know that racism cannot go up on the ladder. But everyone assumed it was, oh, maybe it's another person of colour and she said something. But I was like, there's no way she would. Like, everyone knew she wouldn't have. But you also think, you never know. You never know what could be misconstrued or, you know. But she's a very left-wing slay. Like, she's Sam fucking Kerr.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's Australia's fucking sweetheart. So that's actually interesting as well. You wouldn't assume that it was going to be towards a white person. Then when it was, they want to maintain that anger that they had. They want to prove their theories right, that this symbol of the left is actually worse than them. That's what they want to prove about me. But the thing is, privilege doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. Privilege doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? It doesn't. Someone put a beat under that.
That is, yeah.
I hate myself.
Someone put a beat under that. Do you know what that is giving?
It's Peaky the duck. Off. Oh.
Wow. She said it.
Someone put a beat under that. That's pretty good. Anyway, so yeah, you're so right about the symmetry. They just see me as threatening to them and their privileged, not even privileged, their misogynistic lifestyles. So we haven't even gotten into the fucking meat of it yet.
Listener Production.